Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, September 3rd of 2024. NFL Week 1 is right around the corner with our Thursday Night Football Showdown. 2 days away here, so probably a good time to start talking about some NFL. And I know we had some NFL questions in the queue for today, so looking forward to answering those. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. We had a little bit of a break here from Friday. Last show was on Thursday here. So we are full swing now ahead of NFL season coming up here, so you can expect a full complement of shows, including our build review show that goes live at 5 p.m. Eastern Monday through Friday. Still time to sign up for that for today. I think we have one or two people signed up at the moment here, so happy to give some people some feedback on their builds and help them to increase their sim ROIs over time here. All you got to do to sign up for that is drop your DraftKings username in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server, and I can get you added to the queue. So with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here and let's jump into questions. First question today says, Andrew, hope you had a great Labor Day. Hope you had one, a good one as well. With the NFL season right around the corner, could you walk through the correct settings for NFL showdown slate? With Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night football, it seems like showdown slates are played a lot more in the NFL than MLB. Thanks. One change to the NFL calendar this week is for opening week, they're actually going with a Friday game as well. So we have NFL showdown on both Thursday and Friday of this week. So that'll be pretty fun. Gives us an extra... to this Baltimore KC showdown. And we are on the beta version of SaberSim here at the moment, just so you guys know. So a couple things with showdown, right? I'm a fan of lowering minimum salary here, you know, to like 40,000. Maybe it's like 45,000 minimum. I like to open it up so that salary does not prohibit builds from showing up in the pool where they might be a little bit lower salary. You know, salary is going to have a big effect on duplication rate as well. Sometimes we get super ugly showdown slates. You know, it's incredible what can happen on a single game on a slate here. And especially when you put, you know, a couple lower total teams on the slate, you know, that happens a couple times a year. So I like to lower minimum salary here. As far as, you know, your settings, they're going to be set to 0-10 by default. This is correct. You know, when we're on 0-10 settings, what we're doing is we are plucking one game simulation from our database, playing it out play by play, and then building the optimal lineup from that game sim and then putting it into the pool, right? So say that the optimal lineup had, you know, 44,900 salary. Well, it wouldn't be able to go in. We would have to go get another game sim. Because that one wouldn't meet the minimum salary threshold there. So that's why I like to lower it a little bit, just let those sim outputs come in as they will. But aside from that, you know, here on the home screen, I'm not really doing anything else. A little quality of life thing I might do is just come in here and add a filter that says show players with projection greater than zero. Just so I can come down here and hide all these players. Which I should be able to do, but I don't see it here at the moment. I'll figure out where that eye icon is, but once you add a filter, you should be able to do that. So, it just gets rid of all these players that I don't need. So aside from that, everything looks pretty good here. And, you know, one other thing that you can do, just thinking off the top of my head here, to use a geometric mean rule if you're on the starter plan, or to have a geometric mean custom metric and filter if you're on the ultimate plan. So one thing I like to do here, which this is a concept I think I got from a pro video a while back, is basically standardizing the lowest owned players. Because if you have a player that's like 0% owned, when you do the geo mean calculation, because it's multiplication, it's going to make the geometric mean of the lineup zero. And that's not super indicative of what's actually going to happen. So what I'll do here is I'll just round up on some of the lowest owned players. So say I want to take everybody less than 1% owned and make them 1%. And I'm just going to come in here and change all these players to be 1% owned. So that way, when I do the geometric mean formula, all of these lowest projected players are a little bit standardized. And then the other thing here is that if these players actually come in at the ownership that we have them at, as opposed to the new ownership, that actually benefits you. So we are artificially raising the ownership. Therefore, we're artificially raising the geometric mean of the lineup. That only helps us to have more unique lineups if the lineups are showing up as lowly duplicated in our rule or custom metric, because we are bringing these numbers up, right? So I did 1% for captain. I'm going to do 2% for utility. I don't think it's a big deal here. Not 25. But this is something that I think is actually pretty useful, is to standardize the lower players here. But after that, right, basically done here, going to kick off my build and going to let this run. So while this runs, I'm going to hop over to the contest tab. And if you have access to contest sims, great. If you don't, stick with single game saber score. So let's say I'm playing the Minimax, right? And let's say I am maxing it out. I think this is good. I'm just going to add in my contest sim for the Minimax. Going to wait till these lineups finish and then click run contest sim. Going to move some columns around while we wait. Just want to get these exposure pool and leverage in my view. That is pretty close. This down. Okay, great. Columns look a lot better. Sorting by exposure. Still waiting for the contest sim to finish here. A couple of aggregate metrics that I might add in here. I say average projection, and then average salary, a couple good ones to have. Looks like the contest sim is done now. I like to add in average ROI. Gives me a couple data points here to look at. I can open this up a little bit. Boom, looking good. We said we were doing the mini max. So let's say, you know, we're doing 150 lineups. So now, what I would do is, pool of 2,150 lineups. So first thing I'd probably do is add in a filter for ROI greater than zero. I also need to change my sorting metric. To contest sim ROI. I was wondering why my average ROI was so low, but those two things fix it, right? Changing the sorting metric, adding in the filter, looks good there. Now, aside from that, what I would like to spend some time doing is probably coming into the captain and flex tabs and just looking at the leverages, right? Right out of the gate, we are pretty flat. Like, all of our leverages here are very, very close to these player ownerships. You could tell by all these numbers being less than 5% here. So, pretty balanced approach in this lineup set. Brett, mini nicks of one, haven't really changed anything. Going to come into my utility, do the same thing. You know, our biggest stand is on Isaiah Likely, like 8% leverage. But honestly, I like this set of lineups, right? The builder is getting spread out. We're playing players pretty close to like their optimal rate, which would, in this case, we're using like pool exposure as like a proxy for that. Average salary is like 49.1. You know, that's going to be pretty good with uniqueness by itself. One thing we didn't do, so I already have this custom metric. If you don't have one, you can create it and you can rename it. So to get the geometric mean of each lineup, put in something that says ownership geo mean value in these columns here. And then what it will do is it will calculate the geometric mean of the lineup for you. So I see that, you know, this top lineup, the geometric mean is 22.66. Now to figure out what value is good versus bad, what I would do here is go back to the contest tab, see how many entries are in this contest. So about 43,000 here, right? And then what I would do, and I'll just do this, I would do it in the search bar. I don't have to move around, but I would do a formula. And maybe I want to say, you know, I don't want to play lineups. I think 20 is like a fine standard number to start with here. So I don't want to play lineups expected to be duped more than 20 times. So I would say 20 divided by 43,000 to the power of 1 divided by 6, because there are 6 players in this lineup. This is how the formula would look in a calculator on your desktop calculator. Doesn't really matter, but you would basically write that same exact way. So I'm going to do that really quick on my handy calculator here. 20 divided by 43,000, power 1 divided by 6. 27.8 is the value here, right? So it'll calculate as 0.278 when you add it in here, just round 2 decimal places. So then what I would do is I would go back to my filters, and I'm going to remove this from the search bar. And I'm going to say add a new filter. I'm going to say show lineups with my custom metric geo mean less than 27.8. Right now I have 470 lineups in my pool. When I click save, I go from 470 down to 446. So there are about 24 lineups here that I got rid of. That's good, right? Highly duplicated lineups. Want to shoot for something a little less likely there. So getting rid of those 24 lineups is ultimately a benefit. So now that that's taken care of, it's going to check exposures again. Leverages still look good. Nothing significantly changed here. A little more leverage on Rashee Rice, a little less on Likely. So we can see that it does have a small impact there. And aside from that, I'd be pretty happy with these 150 lineups. I think everything looks good, and I'm very comfortable submitting these lineups. So as far as NFL Showdown process, those are going to be the basics. We will have some content coming out as soon as today with videos just talking about updates to SaberSim strategy for NFL. So be on the lookout for those videos coming out starting today. We will definitely be communicating that to everybody who checks out our content. All right. Good stuff there. Nice, solid video to get us started. Next question. Hola, Andrew. With NFL around the corner, is the Minimax Challenge a go for this season? May have missed any announcements. Also, are there any new requested features coming, or is it too early? So if you have requested features, you can always send them in. The wish list channel in Discord is the best place to put those. As far as the Minimax Challenge, yes, there will be a Max Challenge. We will be announcing that either today, tomorrow, possibly. You know, the showdowns won't matter. It will only be for the Sunday classic slates, but we will give you guys a couple days to get signed up there. So that it should be coming out today or tomorrow as well. We'll be communicating via email, via Discord, via in-app banners. So we'll try and give you as many opportunities to see that information. Highly unlikely that you miss that announcement. All right, next question. How to get a build to be a filter metric and be able to sim against it. It came up, but now not sure how, and now I can't figure out what I did. Okay, so I'm not sure about the getting a build to be a filter metric, but I am aware of how to make a build sim against itself, or how that option is available. So the first thing you need to do is build lineups in a build. So once you build lineups and you go to the contest tab, so say I have my, you know, contest sim that I set up, and I go to this field lineups and I go to this drop down, there are Saber Sim ownership sources, and then there are builds. The builds will only populate after you have a build with lineups in it. You can either upload lineups by opening up a new build, right-clicking on it, using this upload pool option if you have lineups built outside of Saber Sim that you want to bring into the app, and then build three will become an option, or you run lineups in a build, and then once the lineups are completed, it will be an option after the fact. So those are the two ways to get that to populate, but once it does, it'll be in that dropdown. For the NFL Sunday main slate, or next question here, when is it best to generate final contest lineups, for example, without Saturday night before kickoff be the same as generating Sunday morning? Okay, good question here. So the two wouldn't be the same. And one of the biggest differences will be Vegas odds. You know, there's going to be line movement up to game time. And what we do at the moment is we run final sims 1 hour prior to lock. So lock is at 1 p.m. Eastern. We will run our final sims 60 minutes to lock time. That way, you know, any morning line movement can come in, any, you know, line movement after inactives. We wait 30 minutes after inactives for line movement to come in and be taken into account in our final sim runs. So all of that information gets processed. Another thing that you could consider is injury news. You know, if there is any significant questionables that get ruled out, we probably won't see that early in the season, but we will definitely see it as the season moves along here. So it's not going to be exactly the same. You know, if there isn't injury news, I don't think it's going to be terribly different. Like if you're in a crunch, you're like, hey, you know, I'd rather get it in Saturday night to be safe. I would say do it. You could always come back and check, you know, how things are, see if any news came out Sunday morning. You can always rebuild Sunday morning, but it is better to have lineups in with, you know, up-to-date information Saturday night and then do it on, and then redo it on Sunday to make sure that you got that information in. Everything is fine if you're going to be in a pinch or something like that. So it is different. It can be small. It could also depend on line movement and market stuff, which, you know, it's a little bit harder to predict if stuff is going to move significantly or not. All right, Demetrius, can you go over the MLB process? Sure. So let's jump back to MLB for today, Tuesday. There is a Millie Maker. Good luck to anybody playing that contest. We always love to see Saber Sim users win Millie Makers around here. It's awesome. So yeah, as far as process goes here, not doing a ton in the home screen, making two small adjustments, two projections to get build lineups to activate here. High minimum salary on a 10-game slate looks good. I will put on this don't use batters against opposing pitchers default rule. I think these other rules are from some other demos that we did. And aside from that, I think everything is good to rock and roll here. So going to build lineups. I'm only going to build 500 for this demo. So while these run, if you have access to contest sims, great. Go and set it up for your contest. Maybe you are playing the solo shot. $1.20 max here. Solid contest to play. I did not create this correctly. So I'm just going to start the solo shot. That way, the correct set of field lineups is used there. And I'm going to unstar this custom one I did. Just jumping back to the build. All right, build is finished. Going to click run contest sim. If you don't have contest sim, stick with Saber Score here. The number of games on the slate determines large slate versus small slate. So, you know, if it's 2 to 5 games, it's considered a small slate. If it's 6 or more, it's a large slate. So that's how we default there. But for this example, we're going to use the contest sims. We see an average projection aggregate metric by default. It's a quality of life update here, which I think is awesome. Just going to wait for this to finish. Going to move some stuff around in the meantime. Sort by exposure. And just wait on this to finish up. Contest sim is still running. Quick question in the meantime. Brian asked, does everyone have access to the beta? Not at the moment. The beta is only available to Ultimate subscribers, I believe. But we will be moving it to access for everyone prior to Sunday, I believe, here. So be on the lookout for that. Or specifically if you are a Saber Sim subscriber. So be on the lookout for that. Again, we're going to do our very, very best here to communicate and make sure everyone is aware of these changes prior to, you know, we don't want to surprise anybody, basically, is what it comes down to. So you will have access to the beta or the new version of Saber Sim, and then you will also have access to the previous version of Saber Sim if you're more comfortable on that for week one here. Don't want anybody to not know what they're doing and be uncomfortable building lineups. So both options will be available. All right. This contest sim is taking too long. Not sure why. Maybe it has something to do with me starting this. So I'm going to go back to my custom one, and I'm going to change the field lineups to low stakes 20 max. All the other percentages and stuff are the same here. And you know, this is kind of why it's still in the beta. Still some things we're working through. But for this example, why don't we use Saber Score, right? So let's say we're using Saber Score, got our average projection metric. What I would really focus on is how the increasing mini uniques affects the average projection, right? So average projection is at like 103.5. Okay. A mini unique of 2 goes up to 103.7. Mini unique of 3 stays at 103.7. Let's go to 4. Still hasn't moved. Go to 5. 104. So actually going up here, which means that we're probably getting off some like lower total teams. Mini unique of 6, average projection, like 103.4, like basically where we started. I kind of like this number here at the moment because I see that our 2 highest exposures are pitchers, and then our first batter is 30% owned, followed by 25% for 2 other batters on the same team, and then drops down into the 20s. So like for me, I'm pretty comfortable with 6 here. I do want to see what our last lineup in our rank is. So the last rank here is 60. I will always say that, you know, with Saber Score, I'd really try and stay in the top 25 to 50% of your pool. So being at lineup 60 out of 500 is great here. That's just above 10%. So this looks really good. And, you know, with how high the mini uniques go, I'm really trying to balance average projection with my leverages here and just find values that are like pretty comfortable for me here, right? So I'm looking at the leverage and the exposures of these top batters and trying to do something where it's like, 2 to 3x the players' ownership compared to their exposure. All right, jumping back here. So yeah, I was talking about like, okay, I'm judging like Jimenez, right? About 10% owned, 30% exposure. Naylor, like 7% owned, 25% exposure, not so bad. So like that's kind of what I'm using here to determine like, hey, I think 6 is a good number for me. But that's what I like to use. That's what I recommend people do. And so that's why 6 is a good number for me. You could try 7, you know, you could try 5 if 5 is good for you, but I'm pretty happy with what I'm seeing here. So at this point, I feel comfortable submitting these lineups, saving them and rocking and rolling. So, you know, use these metrics in combination, like leverage, average projection, uniques, trying to balance all of them together and find a happy medium where you're comfortable with the risk, you're comfortable, you're not sacrificing too much projection, you're comfortable with the diversity, and, you know, be ready to rock and roll from there. All right. Taking a quick peek in Discord. Nothing there. Question from Ryan. Andrew, I like building individual builds for most of my contests. When should I start building to make sure I get the most of the contest sims in certain amount of MLB lineups out before building? Good question. So what I really recommend is make sure the games at lock are in. So for me, you know, locks at 4:07 my time, I would make sure these first 3 games are in because they're all kind of in like a pretty tight 13 game window. You know, if these 3 games are all in, you basically have 33 minutes till the next game start, the St. Louis Milwaukee at 4:40, until you have to have your late swap done. So if those 3 games are in, then you can build your lineups. And even if, you know, you roster Aaron Judge and he's out, well, you still have, you know, an hour you still have 33 minutes until the next set of games lock to swap him out, right? And you do lose like some ability to get to more of the games that lock. So, you know, it's better to have all of the lineups in a perfect world. But if you don't have that ability, then it is better to at least have the games that are in a tight window around slate lock and then giving yourself enough time to get all of your late swaps done before the next batch of games. So part of this is understanding how long it takes you to build. Like, you know, you say like I'm building for individual builds for most of my contests. You know, I don't know if you're playing 5 contests. I don't know if you're playing 20 contests, right? I don't know how long that's going to take you. So you got to, you know, have a good gauge, which I'm sure you do, about how long your process takes. And then you could decide how many groups of games you need to have lineups confirmed to where you're comfortable with the in-between time before the next set of games lock to make any late swaps for potential out players that you didn't account for first time around. So that's what I would say there. All right. Good stuff there. Looks like we're all caught up with questions. Reminder, we do have our build review show going live in 30 minutes here. So hope to see you all there. If anybody still wants to sign up, drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel in Discord. But good show today. Appreciate you guys. Happy to be back here and looking forward to rolling these shows into NFL in a couple days here. So see you all in about half an hour. Until then, take care. Thanks. Bye.